AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell.
I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
Blaming the fog of war, President Obama revealed that U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan in January inadvertently killed American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto, two hostages held by al-Qaeda.
We do believe that the operation did take out dangerous members of al-Qaeda. What we did not know, tragically, is that al-Qaeda was hiding the presence of Warren and Giovanni in this same compound.
Weinstein was captured in 2011 as he neared the end of a contract assignment with the U.S. Agency for International Development. He lived in Rockville, Maryland, where neighbor Meredith McCain says his wife maintained a hopeful, positive attitude during his captivity.
She kept him very much alive to us, and we're just heartbroken.
After a wait of more than 5 months, Loretta Lynch won Senate confirmation as Attorney General. Senator Richard Durbin calls it another first for the U.S.
This is a milestone in the history of the United States. The first African-American woman to become Attorney General of this country.
With the 56-43 vote, Lynch will replace Attorney General Eric Holder. She's seen as a no-nonsense prosecutor and has wide law enforcement support. Authorities in central Indiana say there are injuries after a stage collapsed at a public high school in Westfield, about 20 miles north of Indianapolis. An emergency dispatcher says authorities on the scene have reported an unknown number of injuries, including two that were fairly serious. Twin blasts from the Calbuco volcano in southern Chile sent vast clouds of ash into the sky, covering the small town of Ensenada with thick soot. This is AP Radio News. The NASDAQ composite has finally topped the record high it reached during the dot-com bubble. The AP's Warren Levinson reports.
15 years, 1 month, and 13 days after the index, bloated with the likes of internet startups like Pets.com and Webvan, set a record high, it eclipsed that record. The old record, set March 10, 2000, was 5,048. On this day, the index gained nearly 21 points, 0.4%, to close at 5,056. It's still dominated by tech companies, but it's a very different market. In 2000, Apple Computer was barely breathing. Now it's the biggest publicly traded company in the world and makes up nearly 10% of the NASDAQ Composite's value. Warren Levinson, New York.
The judge in the Colorado theater shooting case has denied defense attorney's request to move the death penalty trial to another county. He says he'd have to search outside the state, maybe even the country, to find jurors who have not been exposed to extensive publicity. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.